This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us live this morning on WBEN. Thousands of documents, files from the JFK assassination just released. Brad, what page are you on?
Two.
You know, in looking at this, do you see anything here that's going to, you know, become a huge story on this? Or what are you looking at?
So I don't think so. I mean, the people that are clearly the experts on this assassination have made preliminary public comments that they don't think there's a smoking gun here. I would at least on the surface agree with that. You know, the problem is these are not documents that are easily read. A lot of them don't directly relate to the assassination. Some of them relate to the later investigation of the CIA by the Church Committee at, in Congress. But, you know, as you go through this, I don't think it's going to help people who have conspiracy theories about organized crime, the Russians, the KGB, or the CIA having some tentacle or involvement in this case. I'm not suggesting there's any information that supports any of those, but there's been a lot of conspiracy theories. And, you know, one thing is the CIA were keeping track of Lee Harvey Oswald from when he left the U.S. He got out of the Marine Corps and moved in 59 to Russia, married a Russian, was there till 62, and then he moves back. So it may be just as simple they kept track of him because it's an American during the Cold War moving to Russia. We just don't know the answer to that. But the intriguing aspect of all of that is that the CIA kept it hidden that they had been doing that with Oswald. Don't know the reason for that. And that didn't come out until years later. There may be some clarity, I don't know this yet, in these documents about that. But I'd be surprised if there's anything as to giving you the exact reasons they were keeping track of Oswald, other than the obvious, which I just mentioned.
To me, the greater part in this, and, you know, maybe it's not a question that can be simply answered, is why do we all want to believe so bad that we're being lied to? I mean, isn't that the whole story of decades of JFK conspiracy? I mean, you can look at numbers. A large amount of Americans think we've never been told the truth about what happened. Yeah. Why is that?
I think there's a skepticalness in people's minds, and which, in my view, Brian, have gotten much worse because, you know, the government's taken a large beating in the last 10 years by politicians in particular about being corrupt and incompetent and, you know, overstaffed and so forth and so on. So I think we've unfortunately added to people's sort of jaundiced view of law enforcement and the intelligence community on the federal level. So, you know, this case sort of plays into, is this just another quote-unquote cover-up? you know, which sort of, if you go back to 1991 in the movie with Kevin Costner called JFK, you know, Oliver Stone sort of paints this picture of a conspiracy, a version of a conspiracy. So, you know, all these things sort of feed into, well, wait a minute, this just can't be as simple as a really super troubled guy who wanted attention kills the president of the United States, which probably is the right answer. I don't know that for sure. But, you know, that's kind of too easy. But if you have tentacles to it, boy, does that get intriguing. It's like watching a murder mystery on a streaming service or on TV.
We want everything to be kind of movie-like in that way. It's too easy, sure. Right? It's too simple of an explanation. Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, fired two bullets at a convertible. Shouldn't, in the past year, this become just even so much more believable when what we saw in Butler, Pennsylvania happened, where someone acting alone was able to scale a roof and come within inches, millimeters of killing who ended up being the president of the United States?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it just may be that. And I mean, think about the lack of security based on today. I mean, open convertibles. There would have been on the Texas book repository probably 4 to 6 snipers on that roof today if the president were going down, you know, obviously in a bulletproof limo, or if he was like holding a rally, let's say, outside that book repository. So, yeah, I mean, so completely different in thoughts about security that clearly and rightly so have drastically changed.
Brad, with this full disclosure, and I know there's still 20,000 yet to be released pages, will it restore people's trust in government in any way?
Probably not. I don't know that, but I think, well, first of all, I think many people today, you can't restore it for starters, but could there be something in these documents or future documents that sort of clear up the CIA's interest in why they were keeping track of Oswald? Well, one would hope, but I'm not optimistic that'll happen.
Well, Brad, thanks for the update and what you can share with us this morning. Brad Garrett talking about, as so many other people are, the JFK files released. 80,000 pages to comb through. Yeah, we'll see.
Could be your summer reading.